This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another lovely episode of the Doxcast. I am your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the rescued Rich Early.
I thought you were going to go with dogged.
Initially I was going to, but then I thought, Rich kind of looks like he was rescued today. He looks like a rescue store owner.
I mean, I need to shave. I'll give you that. So. And did that lovely had a U in it, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. It was L-U-V-L-Y.
So, lovely. Welcome back to another episode of the Doxcast. These are available on iTunes or our website, and they go up every Monday morning. Mm-hmm. We tend to record them live on Twitch and Facebook, so if you have questions while you're watching that, feel free to chime in, ask away, make comments, so on and so forth. And I mean, obviously the same, you can do that once you've listened to the episodes as well. So,
yes.
We've got a special guest today. We're going to talk to you about a great event we've got coming up.
That is correct, Rich. Do you want me to introduce her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't discuss this beforehand.
No, there's no plan. Never a plan. Let's face it.
Shh, no, I need to know that. Okay. Although anyone who listens to more than two episodes of the Doxcast knows there's no plan. We have Savannah Leach with us from For Love of Dogs Rescue.
Yes, I'm a volunteer with For Love of Dog. We are 100% volunteer run. We rely on grants and donations and fundraisers like what we're going to talk about.
Well, where is For Love of Dog, and how many people are involved?
For Love of Dog, we do have a building, but it is not public. So we rely on events like our Meet the Dogs events, where you can see them, and then our website, too, features all of our adoptable dogs.
And Paradox kind of got connected with you guys through Andy... is it Boucher? Yeah, I don't want to say it wrong. who's been a longtime comic customer of ours, and he came in, I don't know, last year or the year before, and was asking us to donate to the fundraiser that you did at the Ramada?
Holiday Inn.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, we have a huge fundraiser every year.
I heard you basically overran the Holiday Inn. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Just dogs in the pool.
Yeah.
Dogs in all the rooms.
That's right. Yeah. Swinging from chandeliers, you know.
Dogs in the bar.
Hopefully we can replicate that and overrun the Garner building.
Dogs.
How long have you been involved?
I have been a volunteer for a little over 3 years now.
Awesome.
I am mostly a foster. That's how I got into it. I'm on my 13th foster now. Nice. And I'm also a coordinator for small events like this, which... of course, is going to be a big event, but
yeah. Now, for on our end, you know, we I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, John Layton, our head D&D guy, he suggested that we come up with some kind of weekend long D&D event, and we actually, I mean, I'm toying with the idea of taking it, you know, doing almost a Dungeons and Dragons convention, and getting a hotel for 3 days and going even bigger with it. But, you know, I kind of like proof of concept.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to know if there's any chance this works rather than just do it. So and then the other thing is, you know, for the last 6 months, well, for about 6 years, Paradox has been doing Extra Life, which most people know. But for about 6 months, what I've really realized is that's where my passion is. My heart is really... coming up with charity events and so seeing a lot more. We just did a Ronald McDonald House charity picnic, and now we've got the event we're going to talk about today. And I don't know, it just seemed like a great marriage. And you said when you took it to your board, they thought you were crazy.
Maybe not crazy, but there's a lot of people who don't really know what D&D is about. And so I said, I can handle this. I just need your permission to go forward with it. And they said, as long as we have something to share, then... awesome. So.
Yeah, we were trying to come up with a name, so I had all these terrible ideas like Doggies in Dungeons and, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, we, on one of our board game stream nights, we came up with a number of lovely puns that I'm not going to remember any of them now. But,
that's okay,
But, yeah, I'll have to comb back through the videos on our Twitch stream.
Just to find those.
Just to find those.
Yep.
They were really good.
So the event is coming up Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th. It'll be this will go up on Monday morning, so it'll be this coming weekend if you're listening to this. And the idea is that we've carved out, it's not one long D&D session for 2 days. It's not quite the extra life of Dog Rescue, but it's five different D&D sessions. So, I mean, for instance, on Saturday, I think it's the first one starts at 9 a.m., the afternoon one's at 2 p.m., and the evening one, which is going to be a really special event, is at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And so the idea is, even if you just wanted to play one time, great. Mm-hmm. You know, you come to any of the ones that works out for you. We have room for up to 10 tables at each session. So, you know, we could have 50 unique tables of D&D going over the course of that weekend. So we got to get enough DMs.
That's always a challenge. Yeah. How many players per table?
So the max is 7. So the way that we're going to do this is it's a $10 donation for each session that you come and play. So if you play at 9 a.m., it's $10. You play again at 1 p.m., it's another $10. But the way that this works is $50 of your table goes to For Love of Dog Rescue. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, we'll fire 7-person tables, however many we can put together. We'll collect $70. 50 will go to that. The other 20 is all going to be reinvested in the event. We are going to give out hardcovers, dice, things like that, you know, to reward you guys for doing all this. I will keep just a tiny operational fee, but really, I don't plan on keeping much. Like, this is the main goal of this thing is to fuel the donations and to help make it fun for you guys. And, you know, maybe we can buy a little food. You know, mm-hmm. we can come up with plenty of things like day of. Once we start getting numbers, we can run out and get pop and all that kind of jazz. So it'll be a little bit on the fly because we've never done it before. So we in Savannah, nothing would ever surprise me. We might fire one table of 7, or we might be overflowed all weekend. You know, like I've seen every which way. Sure. You know, so
I'm hoping for the latter.
Well, yeah. So me too. So I mean, so the maximum donation just from that, if we fired all 50 tables and filled them all up, we would donate $2,500 just from the events, you know, just from the entry fees to the events themselves. Mm-hmm. But you've got other things that people can do to help as well.
Sure. We are always looking for donated items. We just run on donations. So we're always looking for crates, soft treats, martingale collars, leashes, nylabones, bottled water, paper towels, pee pads, peanut butter. We always need peanut butter. Kongs,
me too.
Taste of the Wild salmon.
I guess we
always
charity.
Need peanut butter. Well, you don't have to donate it to me. Oh. I'm just saying that I constantly require an intake of peanut butter to function.
Taste of the Wild salmon, dog food, and then we'll always take gift certificates, obviously, and monetary donations.
To like Marcus Century Cinema or
Dogs to movies. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dogs love movies.
They love that buttery popcorn.
You know, my foster would do really well because he just barks nonstop. So it'd be really great for everybody else in the theater. No.
He could be sitting behind me in the last movie I went to with the other people that just talked the whole way through.
Did they have a dog?
At some point, it all became one just confusing string of sounds. I have no. There could have been a seagull back there. I don't know.
So you can bring, I mean, we'll take anything. Just bring it all that
absolutely.
Day. Yep. So, and then Josh, you know, something we did last year at Extra Life, we're going to bring to this too. We started our mason jar challenge.
Right.
You were streaming. So you didn't.
We were streaming and we kept it pure for the stream, except for the specific games where we knew that there was going to be cheating, like Uno and Monopoly and, you know, the games where we needed to make them interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
in order to play them.
So the mason jar challenge is there while you're playing, you can pay to cheat.
Right.
For all intents and purposes. And we actually, it was interesting, this is a little tangent, but we just did an experimental kind of trial run in August for the Extra Life Marathon. Mm-hmm. So last year, we only had like 5 or 6 cheats, I think, and because we were concerned about, we didn't want any cheats that were feel bad, like things that you did to other players. Just
force an opponent to lose,
you know,
that sort of thing.
One of the best pieces of feedback I got was from a table that said, hey, like, this is an awesome idea, but we hate cheating. You know, like, we just want to play the games. Like, could you add on to here things that you could do that would not be cheating, but would be in the game, you know, like legitimate things. And so I don't really know how to do that yet, but it was really interesting feedback that it was, you know, so you don't, you know, in the play, you don't have to cheat. You don't, you don't have to use it. You can still drop $20 in the bucket and say we didn't cheat, you know.
Yeah. You don't have to walk away with extra money in your pocket going, I had no possible recourse. I didn't want to cheat, and now I've got all this extra money. Guess I'll just throw it in the gutter. Me? No, I'm this is my impression of somebody who is disillusioned at the fact that you can still donate your money, whether or not you cheated the game or use any of the extra things. It's perfectly fine to walk in here with $3,000 and just give it.
Yeah. We're not going to turn it down.
No, absolutely not.
So the way the cheats would work would be pay X to reroll a die, or pay X to like add plus one to a skill or ability check, or like things like that. It'll maybe be 10 things total. It'll all just be sort of like they won't be like game breakers, you know. You know, like maybe we'll do one where it's like $20, get the dice outcome you wanted. You know, sure. Like, so if you did want to do that, it would just cost you a bunch.
Maybe it's a dollar to turn the die up a pip.
Yep, you know? Things
so
like
if
that,
it's a one, you pay $19, you get your 20.
You get a crit. That's actually, I kind of like that.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I'm smart. So you should hire me.
That's true. I mean, you kind of, well. So yeah, I mean, that's going to be the major mechanisms for donation. And of course, just making it, you know, if you're not going to come and play, we're also just creating awareness. I mean, people can go to your site and make a donation.
Yes, and on top of monetary donations, we're always looking for more volunteers. If you can't foster, you can go to events like this and, you know, stand at the table, create awareness. Otherwise, you can do building shifts where you get to interact with the dogs and walk with them and make sure that they get the love that they need while waiting for their home.
How do you guys do that? What's your commitment to that? Because I'd love to do that, but I don't know. You know, I'm always afraid I can't commit the time, you know?
I'm not a building volunteer.
Okay.
But I know that there is a schedule that they put out, and so you can just give your availability. You know, we do 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. So they do get out, and they do get to exercise and go on walks, and then we learn a lot more about them. Obviously, the dogs that aren't in foster, we can't really get to know their personalities too well. So this is the best thing that we can do.
I have trouble getting my dogs out once a day.
So, yeah. So maybe you shouldn't volunteer. Yeah. That's no, and you're going to do what you can to bring a dog or two several to the store.
If it comes down to my terrible foster who barks a lot.
Yeah.
He'll keep it interesting.
That's right.
He's a hound, so it'll be really loud.
Perfect.
So, I can bring my, I have 2 Shih Tzus, so the older one, if there's another dog within a 6-block radius, he explodes. Yeah. So that's not a good plan. And the younger one, he doesn't do that. But his expression on his face is always a combination of sad and surprised.
No.
It's just, dude, you know, you just had the best meal of your life. Yeah. You look surprised. Yeah. You know. Anyway, so I want to talk about the tables a little bit. Let's get a little more technical, I guess. But I'm assuming if you're listening to this at this point, you are familiar to some degree with Dungeons & Dragons. You know, it's a role-playing game. You and your party play together to accomplish a common goal, and there'll be a dungeon master at your table who takes you through the adventure. So if you've never played before but thought it sounded interesting, this is a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
I mean, you played a long time ago when we talked about D&D before, and I mean, this is just a great, we'll have pre-generated characters for you if you want them. You can bring your own or make them on the spot as well, but if that's intimidating to you, we'll do everything we can to make it as easy as possible.
Right. And yeah, Dungeons & Dragons takes, you do not have to have a high level of experience to start. Mm-hmm. You can start at experience level 0. even if you're playing with a table full of experienced players, in my experience, in my playings, Dungeons & Dragons players are one of the very inclusive groups. Like, you can sit down at a table and they're like, hey, a new player, awesome, let me know if you need any help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but they're very welcoming. it's a very easy thing to just fall into and just start playing. And you know, if you're a little nervous, then your character, just say your character's shy. And then eventually you can work through it. But yeah, it's a fun time. It's I wish I had time to play a campaign. But unfortunately, that's one of those parts of my life that had to go to the wayside while I'm hauling kids to soccer and streaming games.
Going on, going on adventures in real life.
That's right.
And do you play? Andy plays.
Andy and I both play.
You both? Okay.
Yep. We're currently working through the Strahd campaign.
Oh, Strahd.
So,
cool.
Yep.
Yeah, and another thing, if you're not super familiar, there have been, we're on the fifth edition of Dungeons & Dragons, and I think it might be, but there's several, third edition, 3.5 was fantastic. So, but the great thing is, and this goes back to, if you never really played and you're a little intimidated by it, it's a very numbers-light role-playing system. I mean, if you have seen Lord of the Rings, you know, or you, I mean, I guess even Game of Thrones, we're not going to be that violent.
But, you know, I hope not.
But if
depends
you're familiar,
who you play with.
Yeah.
You know, if you're generally familiar at all with the idea of different types of characters, you know, like in Lord of the Rings, you've got a wizard, you've got a ranger, you know, like just kind of, you can kind of picture Aragorn, you know, it's easy for you to think of what you'd like to do. You know, would you like to cast spells? Would you like to be the fighter? Would you like to heal people? That's it, you know, and then you just get a role, one of those characters, and then you play the game. And it's so much about, in 5th edition, it's about the adventure. You know, it's about the story. It's not a stat monkey game.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know, do you guys find that to be true? And
yeah. No, it I felt that it was a return kind of back to the roots with kind of the better elements of, like, Pathfinder and 4, so.
Mm-hmm. And one of the really cool things they did is they basically crowdsourced it. You know, they play tested it for a year or year and a half before releasing it. They were like, "Hey, we know you hate 4th edition. You know, we want to make the game you want to play. So let's get you involved." So, but yeah, I mean, and then if you're a veteran D&D player, you kind of know all this stuff already. So the way we'll do this is we don't. If we do the convention thing next year, what we will have in place is a way to more clearly sign up at exactly the type of table you want. Do you want to play at an Adventurers League table, a home table? Do you want to play at a Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3? We'll have a lot more options for you. This is kind of our dry run. So if you go to our webpage, and we'll include the link here, you can pre-register for any of the 5 different sessions. And what it tells you there is that every session will be a combination of everything I just said. All I want you to do for now is send me an email and tell me what you'd like to play. And especially if I had a couple the other day registered for some of the events, and then they emailed and said that they both want to play. They want to play together, and that they want to play on homebrew tables. Perfect. Great. You know. So I cannot. Until I have enough attendance and DMs all nailed down, I can't literally form those tables yet, right? That will all come together, I'd say, the week as it leads up. And as soon as I can give you information, I will email you back and say, all right, you're going to play with Kendall at 1 p.m. and it's a homebrew. You know, if you want to build characters, don't bring this type of character. So, it's just logistically, that's what we're doing this year. Is it's going to take more legwork on our end, but just trust us, we're going to get it there. You're going to get what you want. The other thing is, if you just had a group, like if your group wanted to just come and play with your own DM, fantastic. You know, especially if you bring your own DM, then you
perfect.
So, but that's great. If you've got a group of 5, 6, 7 people plus a DM. Yeah, just come. Just, you know, bring that group down and play. You're just doing what you would do at home normally, but you're making this donation to the cause as well. So
you're getting out of your dusty basement. And
yeah, exactly.
Seeing the light of day.
And I think we have, so I should say a couple words about Dungeon Masters as well. So the Dungeon Master is the storyteller. We can't run a single one of these tables without a DM. So,
right.
I mean, I jokingly said we need 50 DMs. We need 50 sessions full of DMs. We don't need 50 DMs. We need 10 DMs willing to DM 5 times and some iteration thereof, you know. So, but the way they're going to get rewarded is DMs do not make a donation. They don't pay a dime. So that's number one. Number two, the donation, we will post a list in the name of every DM. So if Savannah DMs table successfully, the donation we make will be posted on Facebook, and it'll say Savannah Leach $50 donation to For Love of Dog. It's a small thing, but I mean, it just shows them, you know, the appreciation that they're the ones who made it happen, right? So, the other, you know, Paradox is planning a couple other things for DMs. We will feed you, and no matter who else we feed, we will feed DMs. we'll definitely take care of them. And then
I'll get some peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards, a big discount weekend for DMs. So I kind of like to, you know, part of it is I don't like to throw that out there for everybody to know for a couple of different reasons. But, I mean, just, you know, trust us, DMs. We're going to do our absolute best. And, you know, you're doing a great thing by doing this. So, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about DMs.
Oh, I have plenty of things to say about DMs.
And we did talk about there will be beginner tables, too.
So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, when I say that each session is broken up, you just let us know. If you've never played before, we're going to get you on a table of other people who've never played before. You're not going to be...
If that's what you want.
Yep, if that's what you... Well, yeah. I mean, we'll be really careful, because if you and your kids want to come and play, we're not going to put you by, you know, Stan the stat monkey who's trying to steal all the magic items from every, you know, that show up, right? So we'll make sure that you're in a very safe and happy environment. I mean, sometimes it's good to mix beginners with veterans when the veterans are helpful, you know, great people, which, I mean, 99% are. I'm being, you know, I'm making it sound like they're not, but.
Classic. Yeah, we don't want you to sit with any of the regulars. We know them.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I kid.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, just let us know. Use the links on the website. And if you don't use the links, but you're coming to play, just show up. You know, I mean, that I expect that's probably the main thing people will do, is they're just going to show up and expect it all to work out. And that's going to be a nightmare, but it will. So,
do you have a sign up in store?
I don't. I could definitely do that. Okay. But I mean, yeah, they can absolutely just walk up to the till, make a donation, and get into a sign up.
Yep,
100%. So, so a couple of cool things that we're going to do over the course of the weekend. The main one is the Saturday night event is called it's an epic. So what Adventurers League does, amongst many other things, is they have come up with a way for everybody who is here to participate in the same adventure. So in the other ones, you know, your table will be playing independently of any other table, right? But at 7 p.m. on Saturday night, literally everyone who is here to play is going to be trying to accomplish the same goal. Now, that doesn't mean it's 10 different games of the same thing. Nope. It's one giant game that you're all involved in. So I've played a couple of these. What can happen in the one I played, we needed to go into a mountain and stop weapons from being made. But there were also prisoners there. So some groups divvied up and went to rescue the prisoners. Some people went after the weapons. Some people went after the guards, things like that. But it's so big in scope that, you know, your 7-person party can't handle it.
Right.
Sure.
So, and it's awesome. We've got John Lampkin, who is a big-time DM from Minneapolis, who's also used to be, or maybe still is, what they call a regional coordinator. Adventures League is run by admins, and I think there's 5 of them or something like that. But John operates a Facebook page called D&D for the Greater Plains. And he's kind of the leader of this whole area. So he just was gung-ho. He's bringing some DMs with him. He is going to be the head of running this whole thing on Saturday night, because he's run it before. So,
nice.
And then he also, while he's here, is going to DM other sessions. But on top of that, we're trying to organize, early on Sunday morning, a breakfast DM session, training session.
Oh.
So for anybody who's interested in learning more about DMs, we did one of these recently at Docs, but this will be bringing in, you know, an expert.
Sure.
Not us hacks, you know. So, yeah, I don't have the time for that nailed down. We could do it Saturday night, go out for beers and do it, or we get up early Saturday and get coffee and donuts and do it. We're not really quite sure. I think one of those makes more sense than the other.
Well, it depends. You could, you could just have it go through the whole night, right? You can go out and have some beers, and then eventually the sun will come up and you can get
just a D&D bender.
Yeah.
Nope. So here's my special announcement. So we've got... I mean, DMs are actually, they're coming together. We have got a solid, somewhere between 7 and 10 DMs set up right now.
That's fantastic.
I'd say half of them are probably going to DM all five sessions. So,
wow.
I mean, we're coming together, and I know we'll get more as we get closer. Some of our players are really lazy and just don't want to, you know, but we'll make it work, you know. So we're pretty solid and pretty happy with that. So right now we probably have more DMs than we actually have people who have paid to come to the event yet.
Wow.
So, but again, I think that makes sense. You know, there's just no urgency until you get closer to the event,
sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but here's what I'm going to commit. I am going to DM two sessions on Saturday at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Only my sessions are going to be special. First of all, you get to play with me.
I'm sold.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to play D&D with the store owner himself, you get to do that. So I don't mean to sound like actually that sounds way too bravado. So but
no,
you know,
no, own it, Rich.
Yeah, no. Well, but we thought it would be fun. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to charge more for my sessions. But there's going to be food at my sessions, so guaranteed for everybody. So.
There you go.
My 9 a.m. one, I am working on Sandy's Donuts and Coffee, and I'm going to charge either $15 or $20. I haven't actually decided yet. Mm-hmm. And then my 1 p.m. one, or 2 p.m., whatever the time is, there's going to be pizza and pop. So,
nice.
And John Layton is helping. I said, I want two really fun adventures. Like what, you know, I don't want a run of the mill, you know, thing. I want people to walk away and go, God, that was a great time. You know? So my objective is to give you guys two great sessions with food, but if you're going to DM with me, if I'm going to put my time in, you're going to pay more for it. Dang it. So there you go. So, I'll be getting that added to the website this week. I just wanted to, you know, I think it'll be fun. So
excellent.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. What else you got?
Let's see. Oh, one thing we should probably mention is you can come down to the store and you can donate and not play.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want. That's perfectly open. If you want to come down and see, hopefully, like we said, there'll be some dogs here. If you want to come down and meet some dogs that are available for adoption.
I'm going to try and bring some merch, too.
And some merch.
Merchandise, yeah.
Excellent. You can certainly come down and support For Love of Dogs that way.
Absolutely.
And
just see, you know, what's going on.
Yeah. Walk around, check out the tables a little bit and see, and maybe you'll get pulled in. It's just going to be a fun event. It's, you know, it's structured, but it's fairly loose in that way.
I'm excited.
Right?
I'm really excited because I've never played on this scale before. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the epic especially sounds cool. We did.
A
different thing, but a different game, but an epic event at last August tabletop. And that was really fun because, yeah, what happens in one group affects what happens in the other groups. And so there's a lot of really cool interactions and things that can happen. And especially if, you know, if we can fill up all those tables,
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of cool stuff. You know, it's very cinematic, I think, is the word for it.
No, that's a good adjective there.
Yeah. So definitely come down and check it out. And I think we pretty well covered it.
Oh, I do too. I don't think there's much. Do you want to make an impassioned pitch? What, you know, give me the, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I'm going to do this. What, why should I come do this?
Homeless dogs are relying on you.
So
I wish we had a picture of like sad dog to put on the screen right now, just with those sad puppy eyes.
We could start playing like some Sarah McLachlan.
I know, right?
Like, the whole time and
the whole session.
Just, yeah.
How much would I have to donate to get you to play In the Arms of an Angel the entire weekend over the loudspeaker?
We can discuss this
because that might
be
worth.
Then people will donate. To get it to,
counter
to
it.
Turn off. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think this is a really good idea.
I think we should have cheats that are like, you know, it's let's say it's 2 p.m. on Saturday and your friends are playing at the table next to you. We should have cheats where you can be like, all right, here's $50, a dragon shows up right now on that table, right? Like, that'd be awesome.
I think we should also have cheats like we should have a bowl of that, like, you know, the people puppy chow that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a bowl of that at every table and you can like pay to make somebody have to like talk, like the DM has to do an encounter with a mouthful of it. Just like some, when you're like talking to an NPC.
Yeah.
So he has to talk with a mouthful of puppy chow, people puppy chow the entire time.
I like it.
I think we can come up with some ideas that have an effect on, like, the people have to do something, but it doesn't necessarily cheat in the game or anything like that. I think we can come up with some fun stuff like that. If you guys watching or listening have any ideas,
absolutely,
let us know. You can get a hold of us at ParadoxCNC.com. We're on Facebook, Paradox Comics and Cards, Paradox CNC on Twitter, and Paradox CNC on Instagram. And, yeah, we'd love to hear some of your ideas as well. We might be able to incorporate some of those, just ways to make it more fun, reasons to, you know, give a couple extra bucks and just enhance the event.
All right, so let's close this thing with all the pertinent info. Where do I go if I want to donate online? How do I follow you on social media? What do I do?
For Love of Dog is, you can find us online. Our website is forloveofdog.org. And that's the number 4, L-U-V, of dog.org. And we're also on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And there is a PayPal link right on our website if you do just want to donate straight to us. And we have tons of events. We have a calendar up there if you want to come to something else, meet some dogs. We've always got events going on. So,
yeah, I think I'm pretty sure this is our, like, first annual one of these.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, as I said, some of it's a little bit of a learning curve for us and just proof of concept. Do people want to play D&D all weekend? I think they do.
Do you know how I know this is going to work? Because last year's free comic book day, someone came and they had a dog and they tied him up outside while one of us kind of kept an eye on him while they went in and got their free comic books. And people were over the moon about this dog. Just this random dog outside the store. Take that, only you have, like, other dogs. Hopefully. You know, there is a chance that it may not work. So
depends on who we have.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, if they all get adopted before then, that's a terrible thing to have to undergo, but we'd be willing to. So if you guys wanted to adopt all the dogs before the event, that's fine.
We will never have an empty shelter because we will always take more.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, coupling those dogs with the event like that, it's just like when I saw that dog outside and everyone was just walking in, there's like, oh, there's a dog, oh, free comic books, and everyone was so happy. So that's there you go. That's the proof of concept there to get part started so we can proof of concept the bigger event later.
I mean, the big thing for all of us is figuring out how to advertise it, figuring out how to reach people that we don't normally reach, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? That's sort of the key. And you know, I'm experimenting with new social media platforms. For Paradox 25, I'm experimenting with a whole new type of advertising, you know, and so it's going to be a lot of learning. You know, we dedicated about 6 months ago that, you know, Paradox had for several years, you know, I mean, we're 25th anniversary. It's 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away as it hits the air or whatever, you know, and so we've kind of been through it all. But in the last 2-3 years, I mean, we've watched the industry change around us a lot. Mm-hmm. And what we finally realized is that we kind of lost sight of the fact that, you know, we believed in something about ourselves. You know, we had this concept, and the idea is that Paradox is here to help change people's lives. And I guess in this case, it's here to help change dogs' lives, you know. But I mean, I think even more than that, we're hopefully always now, what we're trying to do is make a difference when we do something. So when we run an event, this is what we want to do. And we're slowly, over this next year, going to transform the store into a completely different thing appearance-wise, offerings, and so on. I mean, in a comic book perspective, we're doing issue number 25 to celebrate, right? And next year is actually going to be the reboot, you know? So, and
will you keep the numbering the same, or will you go back to
number
one?
No, going back to number one, yeah. So, but this is just an example of what we want to do, and I think, you know, some of it is us figuring out how to advertise it right, but also, like, teaching people, like, awareness. You know, like, if they know now next year when D&D for Dogs gets promoted again, people will remember. You know, people will know. And I think, like, it's just going to grow. What I know is this, you know, I can't control the outcome. That's not something I can do. I can come up, you and I, neither one of us can, you know. We can come up with great ideas. We can put on great events, and the outcome is out of our hands.
Yeah.
So if there's one table there, we're going to have a great time. If every table's full, we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be fun no matter what.
Yep. And
absolutely.
We're going to learn how to improve the event, how to make it better, how to get more out of it for players, for the cause, and all that jazz. So I'm super excited.
This, just putting out awareness that we do exist in the community, is a really great thing. So. Yep.
All right, Josh. Absolutely. How do you find Paradox?
So Paradox, once again, paradoxcnc.com is the website. You can find the podcast there or on iTunes. We put up new episodes every Monday, as Rich was saying at the beginning of this podcast. We tend to record in blocks, but sometimes we do extra ones when we can fit them in, so keep an eye out. We try to do our best to announce those things, especially on the social media platforms. So Facebook is Paradox Comics and Cards. We are at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, at ParadoxCNC on Instagram, and twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC. I think you're sensing a theme.
Yeah.
So you can find us in all those places. And, of course, we encourage you guys to stop down at the shop. If you have any questions, contact us through any of those means, phone call. Like I said, stop in. Also worth mentioning, there's D&D Adventures League Wednesday nights. And that's a great time to stop in and see what it's all about as well. So we have two more of those from the time of this recording before the D&D for Dogs. It's free to just come in and check it out, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you can go and check it out, see what it's all about. If you have questions about D&D itself, or I'm sure several of the DMs that run those tables will be at the D&D for Dogs event as well. So they may be able to give you some insight. If you have questions there. So I encourage you to check that out as well.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Savannah.
Thank you so much for having me and putting this on. We're eternally grateful for that. Hopefully
Let's
it turns
rock
out.
And roll.
Yes, absolutely. All right, folks. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you at D&D for Dogs, September 15th and 16th, right here at Paradox Comics and Cards. And we'll see you on the next DoxCast.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, be gone.